The U.S. Civil Rights Commission accuses Florida state officials of failing to protect the voting rights of black and other minority citizens during last November's election. The allegations are contained in a draft report that the Civil Rights Commission gave to three newspapers and is expected to approve on Friday. It concludes that thousands of voters were disenfranchised by official mistakes and inaction. In Florida, the reaction has been swift, ranging from approval of the commission's work to official anger at the conclusions and the way the report was leaked to the press. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
Governor Jeb Bush and Secretary of State Katherine Harris bore the brunt of the commission's criticism. The commission said the state's officials were grossly derelict in addressing easily foreseeable problems such as antiquated voting machines and polling places inaccessible to handicapped people. It's a charge Governor Bush yesterday strongly denied. He said that the commission ignored a key fact that in Florida, elections are overwhelmingly the responsibility of local, not statewide, officials. In a statement read by spokeswoman Liz Hurst, the governor pointed out that he took a lead role in pushing statewide election reform through the state legislature.
And that is what he is focusing on, trying to make sure that we don't have any problems that we have seen in the past. But in no way, shape, or form is Governor Bush responsible for some of those local level problems that we saw in November.
But the commission's report points out that it was the state that decided to aggressively purge voter rolls while budgeting little for voter education. Secretary of State Katherine Harris plans to issue her response today. Spokesman David Host complained the commission reneged on a promise to give state officials time to reply to its findings.
This is like a judge sending a jury out with instructions to convict before both sides have had an opportunity to argue the case.
Far from the halls of the state capitol, in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood, the view was different. The local newspaper headline screamed, "Panel says vote marred by injustice," and brought back all the memories of last November's chaotic election. It was the first election for Marlene Bastien. Bastien works with a Haitian women's group that had been part of a massive Get Out the Vote drive in the black community.
It was supposed to be a very proud and exciting day, not only for me, but for the 40,000 first-time voters. And then it turned out to be a nightmare, complete nightmare. It was a day of confusion, a day of shame.
Bastien said nobody cared whether she or her neighbors voted or not. And she's happy that the commission is now asking the hard questions that she's wondered about since the election.
Why were so many people purged from the voting list? Why were so many people turned away in Florida? Why so many roadblocks to prevent blacks from going to the polls? So you really have to wonder if there indeed was an intent to prevent them from voting.
The commission, for all its harsh criticism of the elections and official behavior, concludes that there was no organized conspiracy by the state's Republican officials to deny African Americans, or Democrats for that matter, the vote. But some civil rights groups say that's letting state officials off too easily. Howard Simon is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida.
I think that this report is too gentle because I think some of that was intended.
Florida has a long history, he says, of officials from one party trying to suppress the turnout of the other, and the 2000 election fiasco fits in that mold. What happens next is unclear. The commission has no real authority except its power to subpoena witnesses. But the passionate response to the Civil Rights Commission's work shows that the wounds of the 2000 election are still not healed. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.